Again, for media members on the line, if you have questions for the coaches this morning, just use the chat feature of the raise your hand icon. We're now pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pete Shinnick. Good afternoon, Pete.
Rob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Before we look ahead at your finale against Rhode Island, a 33-10 loss up at Villanova last Saturday. Just give me your impressions on what happened in that game.
Well, you know, I think we had opportunities early, Rob, to kind of establish what was going to take place, and unfortunately couldn't capitalize on some early opportunities. Started off with a turnover on defense, got the ball after their, you know, first series, got it in a position where we felt like we could go for it, went for it on fourth down, didn't get anything. They end up getting points off of that. I thought we were in the game most of the first half. Defense was playing very well, keeping them off the scoreboard for the most part. We just could not generate anything offensively. So extremely frustrating to, you know, watch that take place, especially after last week, where I thought like we were making some strides offensively, moving in the right direction. And so I felt like we had momentum from last week's game that obviously did not carry into the game on Saturday. So disappointing from that standpoint. Felt like Villanova, you know, really did what they needed to do. I thought they played a very sound game, and, you know, credit to them for, you know, coming up with the victory.
Questions this afternoon from Ed Lee. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Pete. Wanted to ask you specifically about Deion Cruz-Harris. In terms of him making the switch from fullback to nose tackle, was that something that you had approached him about, or was that something that he had suggested?
Well, when we went from Ed, when we went from the four-man front to the three-man front, and when we came in offensively and said, hey, we're really looking more for a Carter Runyon type body type for our tight end fullback spot. So, you know, last year's offense incorporated a pure fullback. I think they had three of those guys on the roster. One of them ended up transferring out, and the other two are playing defensive line for us. So it was kind of a natural situation for Deion to move over. And, you know, it is something that he had talked about. And then when we got here, felt like that was a pretty good opportunity for him. And, you know, I'll just say he's taken full advantage of that. And has really been a productive member of our defensive line, especially with the two sacks that he got last weekend.
Making that transition from fullback to nose tackle, is that difficult? Is that easy?
Yeah, I don't think it's the easiest thing in the world, but I think there are a lot of similarities as far as using your leverage, using your hands, using your hips. To be a great fullback, you got to be explosive. You got to be able to attack, you know, bigger people kind of all the time. And Deion has done that. We lined him up at nose just thinking, all right, can this guy get some push on the center? Can he get some knockback in some dents into the offensive line? And that's really what he's been doing. And then I think the athletic ability of a guy that can run around people and go down the line and make plays, you've seen that as well. I mean, he's also been a guy, it's been a great, great opportunity for him, but he's on our punt cover team as well. And so he's one of our, what we call adjusters. And, you know, he's used that quickness, that athletic ability, and has gotten a couple tackles for us in the process of doing that as well.
Like you said, he now leads the team in sacks. The fact that he's been able to produce this, is this surprising to you in any way, or did you anticipate this?
Well, when we made the shift, you know, you're going through spring and you're trying to figure out, okay, what do we have at O-line? What do we have at D-line? Where are we? And we were, you know, a lot of moving parts, but you saw the explosiveness, and you saw the opportunity that was there. And, then when we came back for fall camp, felt like he would have an opportunity to really stand out, and felt like he could be a really dynamic weapon for us. Tough guy to block, uses obviously, you know, every inch of his height to his advantage, but he's close to 290 pounds and probably one of the stronger guys we have as well. So not completely surprised, but really you know, very thankful for what we've been able to get out of him.
Thank you, Pete.
Next question for Steve McDowell. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Coach. Coach, if you could, just a few words about URI coming up on Saturday.
Well, you know, a complete team, in my opinion. And really, you know, I don't know that the record reflects, I think, the type of team that they really are. Explosive on offense. When you've got a guy back there at quarterback who's been doing it as long as he has, for, you know, and being as successful as he has, you really have a coach on the field, and you really have a guy that I think can do a tremendous amount. He's got playmakers all around him. And so I think one of the things you see, and especially with, you know, Jaden going for 200 plus last week, you see that if they, people want to take away the RPO game and want to not have a bunch of people around the box, they're going to hand the ball off and get a ton of yards. And so I think, you know, from what we've seen watching them in crossover and then study them here the last couple of days, I mean, this is a complete football team that is very explosive. And then defensively, I think that, you know, the thing that sticks out, you know, ton of tackles for losses. So, I mean, they're getting penetration with their linebackers, with their D-line, getting people, you know, down behind the line of scrimmage. So very impressed with what we've seen. Know that, you know, for Towson playing our, you know, last home game of the year, we're going to have to be on point to, you know, keep up with what Rhode Island's been able to do.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Before I let you go, final home game also means senior day. And even though this is your first year with these guys, you had some guys that made the decision to stick with you and your program to, as you started to build that, what's Saturday going to mean for you?
Well, I feel like we've really created a great bond with a lot of these seniors, and credit to them. Like you say, they had options, they had opportunities, they had, the chance to say, okay, do I want to be here? Do I not want to be here? So, you know, throughout the course of this entire process, I've really credited them with, you know, embracing what we're trying to do and, you know, buying into how we're doing it. So definitely be a sad day, because would love to keep some of these guys around for a while, just for what they've done and how they've done it. Extremely appreciative of them helping us build, you know, the foundation of what we want to accomplish here at Towson.
All right, Pete, thanks for your time here this afternoon and all season long. Really appreciate you doing this.
No, thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Once again, for media members who are on the line, just use the chat.